This shiur is dedicated to L'Ilui Nishmas Rav Chaim Yisocha Ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, our dear and unforgettable friend Chaim Feigenbaum. I also request that everybody listening to this shiur, we should have the kavona, the proper intention, that the divrei Torah that we're learning and listening to should be l'refuah shleima for Alon Ben Uri HaKohen, a young Israeli soldier, a young soldier in the IDF that was critically injured in the northern border, in the border with Lebanon this week in a terror attack. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send him a refuah shleima min ha-shamayim l'ramach yevoro v'shasa agidov Alon Ben Uri HaKohen l'refuah shleima. The topic we will be discussing today is Lo Tachilum. In this week's parsha, we learned the Isra of Achilles Shrotzim. Lo Tachilum is the formulation, the lotion of the posik, and Chazal say, Lo Tachilum, Lo Tachilum, Lahazir Gedoilem al Haktanim. Three times we find the halacha Lahazir Gedoilem al Haktanim, and all three times in Chumash Vayikra, this week's parsha, Lagabi Yisru Shrotzim, Parshas Achrei Mois, Legabe Yisro Dam, and in the first pasuk in Parshas Emayo, LeNefesh Lo Yatamu Ba'amov Tumas Koyanim, we once again find Chazal said, LaHazi Gedoilem Al HaKtanim, and the basic sugi is Yavomis Kuf Yudalet Amud Alef, and the Gemara wants to bring a raya from these three sources that Kotan Archon Avedis Bezin Mitzuvim LaHafrisho. The Gemara rejects the raya. It is not a raya. We cannot learn from these three sources that based on mitzvah nafrisho, maybe the kavon of the Torah is lo safinen lehu biyedayim. If the kotn is over an avera on his own, we do not have to intervene and prevent him from doing the avera, but we cannot give him the avera biyedayim. Lo safinen lehu biyedayim. And the Gemara says that these three sources, tzrichi, we cannot learn one from another. If the Torah would teach us this halacha only by shrotzim, we would say maybe only shrotzim, because shrotzim is an isamashu, even pochas megashia, pochas megazayis, so we cannot learn other asurim from shrotzim. We cannot learn other asurim from dam, because dam is an isakoreis, so we cannot learn a lesser aveda from dam, which is a very harsh aveda, it's a chorus. And we cannot learn from Tumas Koyanim, Shana Kehanim de Esrabe Behem Mitzvahs Yaseiros. Koyanim have more mitzvahs than any other group of people, Bebeis Yisrael, and therefore we cannot learn from Tumas Koyanim. And the Gemara means to say, basically we have a rule, Shnei Ksuv Mabon Kechot Ein Malamdin. Even though there is one shit in the Gemara, one opinion that says Shnei Ksuv Mabon Kechot Melamdin, Shloisha Ksuv Mabon Kechot, everybody agrees Ein Melamdin. However, we do learn all other Avedas Shebetoyde from this basic Aloha Lahazi Gdoyle Malaktanim, because Tzrichi, and therefore this is not defined as Shloisha Ksuv Mabon Kechot. There's a tremendous chiddush in the tool, and the Gedolei HaPoskim and Achronim have tremendous difficulty explaining the shit of the tool. And Yoredei HaSemin Shin Ayin Gimel, the Rambam writes, when a kotan, a minor, a koyin, is metama atzmei lemeis, ein mitzuven afrisha, we don't have to intervene, we don't have to prevent him. And the Torah writes, my opinion is that we should prevent him, because in the lotion of the Gemara is Lahazir Gedoyle Malaktanim, and the interpretation of the Torah is that Gedoylem have to warn the Ktanim. It is not only that you cannot be Metamehim via Dayim, but we are responsible to warn the Ktanim and keep them away from Tumas Koyanim. And the tour L'Chaira is Neged HaGemora, because the Gemara says we cannot learn from this Aloha based Mitzvah Afrishoi, because we could say Lo Safinen Lehu Biyadayim. And besides the fact that the Torah doesn't fit in with the Maskon of the Gemara, there's also a contradiction in the tour himself, because in Or HaChaim Shin Mem Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos, the Torah brings that the Rambam writes that if a Kohen is over a Shavuos, we don't have to prevent him, and the Torah wonders, even if he's over on a Melacha Diurai, so we don't have to intervene, because Ein Beis Din Mitzvah Nafrishoi, so why does the Rambam write this Halacha only regarding a Shavuos? So obviously the Torah does pass an Ein Beis Din Mitzvah Nafrishoi, so why does he say like Abitomis Kehanim that we have to intervene? The Beis Yosef and the Bach, each of them offers a different approach, but both are very, very difficult to accept. The approach of the Beis Yosef says this, even though in the Gemara says, Tzrichi, Tznat Shloisek Sumabum Kechodei Melamden, but the Torah feels, yes, Ein Melamden, we cannot learn from Lahazi Gedonim Alektanim. So if we would say that these three sources teach us Lo Safina Labiyadayim, how do we know by other Asurim Lo Safina Labiyadayim? And therefore it's more reasonable to say that the conclusion of Halacha is that these three sources are Machadish, based in Mitzvah Nafrishoy, and therefore by other Asurim, ain't based in Mitzvah Nafrishoy. The difficulty with the approach of the Beis Yosef is it totally negates the Gemara. The Gemara says that these three psukim are not ein melamdin tzrichi, and therefore our interpretation is lo safina lebiyadayim. So how did the Torah reject the maskon of the Gemara and develop a totally different approach which contradicts the sugya in Daf Kuf Yud Aleph? Another tremendous difficulty we have with the pshat of the Beis Yosef. So how do we know the Lo Safina Lebiyadayim? Because if Shotzim Dam and Tumas Koyanim Lahazik Adonim Alektanim is based on Mitzvah Nafrishoi, how do we know Lo Safina Lebiyadayim? The Noida B'Yuda addresses this difficulty. Madura Tinyona Or HaChaim Siman Aleph, actually the first Shuva in Chelik Sheni of the Noida B'Yuda, and the Noida B'Yuda first wants to say maybe it's only the Rabbonan, but he argues in the Loshon of the Beis Yosef it's Muchach that it's the Uraisa. In reality, this is a big controversy. Rashi says Beferish Yom Defayin Chesam and Beis Bekorot Torah Kula Lo Safina Lebiyodayim Min HaTorah. That is also clear from the Loshon of Tumas Edeshon Sima Samach Beis, and Kach Mashma Beis Yosef, like the Noida B'Yehuda says. On the other hand, Kiryat Sefer, Sof Perik Yud Zayin Memacholos Asuri, says Beferish, it's only the Rabbonon, and the Drosha is an Asmachta. That is also, according to my memory, obvious in Noida B'Yehuda, Evan Ezra Madura Kamasim and Ayin Zayin, and that is the interpretation of the Achiezer Chele Gimelsim and Peyalav B'Shittas HaBeis Yosef. But the Noida B'Yuda is right by arguing the Loshon of the Beis Yosef is Mashma Men HaTorah. And therefore the Noida B'Yuda says, Misvori Yadanu. Maybe we know from Svora de Lois Filam Yadayim. And to me it is extremely unreasonable. Why would that be a Svora? Kotan's not a Bar Chiyuva. And Bechlal, I think, whenever we go against the Gemara, we need a very powerful persuasion. From the Gemara, it's very clear that we cannot know this from Svora. Lahazik Doinam Alektarim comes either Shabbos Mitzvah Nafrisho or Sfinah B'Yadayim, but why would this be a Svora? Tzorchim. Let's check the Bach. The Bach says that when the Torah writes that we have to be mafresh a koyan kotten from Tumas Koyanim, this is a specific aloha only by Tumas Koyanim, not by Shaar Isurim, and even not by Dam and Shrotz. This pshat is unreasonable for two reasons. First of all, in the sugya, it's muchach lahedya that we do not differentiate between Tumas Koyanim, Dam and Shrotz. They all are the same category. Yeseira Mizu, the Loshon of the Torah is, we should be mafresh, because that's Pashtus HaLoshon Lahazik Gedonim Alektanim. This Loshon Lahazik Gedonim Alektanim, we find the Beferish in the Gemara by all three Isurim. Shrotzim, Dam, and Tumas Koyanim. So if the Torah bases his argument against the Rambam and the Loshon Lahazi Gedoyla Malaktanim, then that argument is valid by all three of Eloki Divrei Abach. Off of Eifer and Itachas Kapes Regleim Shel Amudei Oilom Abis Yosef Abach Mo Esa Tori Velil Madanitzor. The Taz has explanation number 3, Shimem Gimel Sif Kod Nalav. And the Taz says that the Tur agrees that the Maskon of the Sugi is Ein Beis Din Metzuvah Lafrishoy. However, the father does have an obligation. Lo kedivrei Rambam, that it's only b'din chinuch, according to the Tur, it's dioraisa, al-hazik d'olam al-ktan. And this pshat is also ikar chosar mena seifa. But more than that, in the Gemara, the interpretation of l'hazik d'olam al-ktan is based in mitzuvin l'hafrishay. So how come the Tur comes up with a different pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara itself says? The Gemara says Lahazig Doira Malaktarim based mitzvah lafrisher or Osvina Bidaim. So how would the Tur come up with a different interpretation? It's not that Losvina Bidaim. Lahazig Doira Malaktarim mitzvah lafrisher, but not the base, only the father. Very unreasonable. Ilulei divreyem shel amudei oilam, the Bisyosef, the Bach, and the Taz. I would argue, in accordance with the aside that I many, many times deal with, and I wrote about this in Minchas Oshet Vorm Simen Nun Aleph, Rotzon HaTorah. What the Torah means to say, that Rambam is right by basic halachic definition. We are not required to intervene, and we do not have a clear halachic obligation to prevent the Kotan Koyen from Tumas Koyanim. However, we should do so because of Rotzon HaTorah. And what the Torah means to say, even though the basic interpretation of Chazal, Azik Dor Maitalim, is Lasfina Biyadayim, but it is somewhat similar to Ein Mikri Yotze Midei Pshutoi. And if Lo Yisafina Lebiyadayim, that means that there is some kind of a Chefze Di Yisura, and therefore the Pashtus HaLoshon LaHazik Gedoyla Malaktanim means that we are responsible LeNefesh Lo Yitame Ba'amav, and therefore, even though it's not a clear halachic obligation, a Chiyuv Gomer, but we should be mafresh ktanim. That would be my approach and my interpretation of the two. B'yasoida din, there's a big chiddush in Trumas edition Simas Samach Beis, and he explains losafin lebiyadayim, lest the ktanim get used to isor and then will have difficulty weaning them away from aveiros. That is the explanation of the Trumas Edesha to the Halacha, Lo Safina Lebiyodayim. The Chassam Sofer Siman Pei Gimel has a very famous tshuva. Chassam Sofer deals with a very painful question. A child that is mentally impaired, limited mental capacity. But his parents put him into an institution in which they eat Nevelas and Teifis and their Machal Shabbos. Even when we were young, our society didn't really fulfill its sacred and moral obligation to those amongst us, to our children that are handicapped. We made believe they don't exist or they're not ours. Baruch Hashem, in the past 2 decades, I think, something happened in our society, the infirm society, and suddenly it dawned upon us that these children are ours. And they deserve whatever happiness we could give them, and we need to care for them just like we need to care for any other normative children. So Baruch Hashem, today there are many institutions, Al Taharas HaKodesh, for from kids who are physically, mentally, psychologically handicapped. The Chasam Sofer deals, in his time, the only solution we had for these kids was an Egoish institution. So, would that be defined as Lo Safinen Lebi Yudayim? And the Chasam Sofer deals at length with the Shaila. And he argues that according to the Tumas Edeshin, the entire prohibition is only because when he will become a Bar Chiyuva, it'll be difficult to wean him away from Avedis that he got used to violating. Then that rule only applies to a cotton, the osi lechlal chiyuv. But a child that would be halachically categorized as a shaitan, he will be potter min hamitzvahs all his life, then this halacha lo safinen bidayim would not apply. So the Chasam Sofer says, yes, that's right. However, lo darshinan tame dekro, we aren't qualified to be Dorish Tamei HaMitzvot. And therefore, the Chasam Sofer argues that the approach of the Tumas Edeshin does not have halachic relevance, and we cannot develop kulis based on the Tumas Edeshin. In my opinion, I wonder, Tumas Edeshin was one of the greatest poskim, Ereshin. And that svora he didn't write in a drash or in Pirush HaMikrois. It's in a Chuvin Tumas Edeshin. So we should address this question to the Tumas Edeshin himself. I have a similar difficulty with the Chasam Sofer in a totally different area. And the Tshuva Sar Hashba writes that the Issa Schoira b'Macholos Asuris is because if we're going to deal with Macholos Asuris and buy and sell, we might be Nechshel B'Achila. According to the Rashba, the Chasam Sofer writes, if you're dealing with Macholos Asuris that aren't fitting for consumption, or you're 10,000 miles away, you do business in a distant land, in that case, the Issa wouldn't apply. The Chasam Sofer says, that's right. However, how much significance does this Rashba have, Lo Darshin and Tamed Akro? My feeling is that when Rishonim writes for us, we need to say that those are exceptions. The most important source in this area is the Rosh, Tosfos HaRosh and Bov Metzia Daf Tzadik, dealing with the Lav, the prohibition of Lo Yisach Sum Shor B'Dishrei. So the Gemara says, Hoysu HaBahema Matrezet, we could be Hoysim. If the Bahema was sick, it had diarrhea, and eating would just cause more pain, and it would be more damaging to the health of the animal, then we could be choisim the shor b'disho. So the Rosh asks, how did Chazal know that the reason, the rationale of the law, lo yisachsim shor b'disho, is because of the suffering of the behema? How could they be mechadesh kula according to tamei hamitzvot? So the Rosh says, that is the authority of Chazal. What else could it be? Do we have any other reasonable explanation why the Torah would prohibit to be choisim mishor b'disho? So we do find in the Rosh that sometimes when the tam is so obvious, we are doirish tam etikro. I just want to quote another Rosh in the beginning of Bava Kama. The Rif writes, Shen v'regel is potter b'shus harabim because that is orchei. And it's it's impossible for the Balaam to watch out. So the Rosh writes, according to the Rif, it would be a big nafkamina if the behemah was b'shus harabim, and the nezek was b'shus hayochid. Nevertheless, would be potter, even though the nezek isn't b'shus hayochid. So the Rosh is mechadish a halacha based on the explanation of the Rif. It isn't even a Gemara, this halacha, but according to the explanation of the Rif, the Rosh is mechadesh halacha. So, once again, we must say that there are halachas in which the reasoning is so self-evident that would not be considered darshinan tamei dekro or tamei hamitzvot. And I think that is the way we need to learn the Rishonim, the Rashba Lagab Eschoyre B'Macholos Asuris, and the Tumas Edeshon regarding Lahazia Gedoyla Malik Talim. And therefore, I feel that these Chidushim of the Rishonim should have halachic relevance. For hundreds of years, there was an interesting minig in Poland. People used to be metaltal chafetzim reshus reshus alidei ketanim. They used to bring sidurim and talesim to shul Shabbos with minors. They used to bring the chont from the public bakery to shul, to the shtibel for kiddush. Many gedolim rejected this minig. Shal Sheshuvas Mishkanas Yankov, Rabbi Yankov Mikalin was one of the great disciples of Rab Chaim Volozhiner. Shut Mishkanas Yankov Semakuf Yudches, Rabbi Kiva Ege quoted in the Bir Aloha Semin Shin Mem Gimel. They argued that even if it's not the father that's Mechuyev in the Chinuch of the child, still, Lo Safina Lebi Yadayim. Eishel Avrom, Buchacherov, he was a chosid, he was the Talmud of the Kedushas Levi of the Baditcheva. So he wants to find the basis for this minig, and he writes, according to Tumas Edeshon, the entire issa of Sfiyah B'Yadayim is just, we don't want the child to get used to Aveda, and then we'll have difficulty winning him off. So the Eishel Avrom argues, regarding Eitzua Mishas Hashus, if there's an Erev, it's Mutar HaChatchila. How would a child know whether there is an Erev or there's not an Erev, and therefore it's not like Machoros Asuris. If he's going to get used to tray food, it'll be difficult to wean him away. Similar vein, the Eishel Avrom argues, you could put out a fire in the house with the cotton, because the cotton doesn't have the proper judgment whether it's Pikuach Nefesh or not. I think that is an exaggeration, an exaggerated approach to the Tumas Edeshon, far-fetched and far more distant than what the Chasam Sofer writes according to Tumas Edeshon, that by a Shoita the Issa wouldn't apply. Well, the basic sugi is about Koton Oichel Neveilois. What's the difference between Neveilois and Eitzua Mishus Rishus? How would the Koton know whether the food, whether the meat was nishchat kedin? Maybe the shechet shechted a proper shechita, and the reason was an avela. So, to me, it would seem very clear that, as I made clear, and many occasions, not always does the basic rationale of a mitzvah or a halacha dictate all the details, all the specs. And the Tumas Edeshon only comes to explain why loy safina biyadayim, but loy pluk. It is extremely unreasonable to delve into the details of every shayla and say, would it be reasonable to be choishish that he's going to get used to it, or it's not? He does know there's a native, he doesn't know, he might think it's pikuach nefesh, he also might think if you give him meat that it's kosher meat. How would he know whether it's kosher or not kosher? And therefore, I think this approach is extremely far-fetched. In Minchas Osho, in this parasha, there's a big discussion about the halacha of lo safina biyadayim, and I recommend everybody listening to the shiur, you know, you could check the sefer and see far more aspects and discussions in this sugya. What I just want to mention is an interesting story. There's a very famous picture of the Imre Emes of the great Gerer Rebbe before the Holocaust. The Imre Emes is walking with a big entourage of his family and Geboim and Hasidim, and his little son, Pinchas Menachem, who eventually would be the Gerer Rebbe himself. The Pnei Menachem was a very revered figure in Eretz Yisrael, one of the Manhigim of the generation, a big Goan and a Tzaddik. But he, as a little boy, is carrying the spadik of his great father, of the Imre Emes. And I heard many times from Gera Hasidim that this indicates that the Imre Emes was also lenient, and he accepted Minig Poilin, and his son carried his spadik in his presence, and it was obviously Rosh Hashanah. But what I argued throughout the years is it's unreasonable that that picture was taken Shabbos, because right next to the Imre Emes, the Beis Yisrael stands, and he's wearing a hat, not a spadik. If it would be Shabbos, he should be wearing his spadik as well. And therefore, my argument was probably they were going to a bar mitzvah, to a sheva bruchas, or maybe it was chalam moed when they're not everybody wears big the Shabbos, not everybody wears a spadik, and therefore there's no problem with the tzom mishus hashus. So many years ago, I remember giving a shiur in Antwerp, and I made this argument, and I said, one cannot bring a raya from this picture. A younger man came over to me after the shiur that his grandfather was actually there, and he remembers, and it was on Shabbos. And I heard a fascinating fact. So, this was in Marienbad. Marienbad was a resort, just like the country. People used to go for vacation in Marienbad. They had very famous mineral waters, and people believed that, you know, it's like a medicine. And the Imre Emes opinion, his feeling was that when you come between Goyim, you should not wear conspicuous begodim garments, and therefore the Imre Emes told his Hasidim in Marienbad they should not wear the spadik in the public domain on Shabbos. And that is why the Imre Emes' son carried his spadik, and that is the reason that the Beis Yisrael is wearing a hat. So I heard this from an old Gera Chosid, and he remembers he was there, and he remembers the Goyish photographer made the picture on Shabbos, and all the Bochum and Yungalites Sunday morning mobbed the shop, and they wanted to buy this very unique and special picture. Anyway, that was Minig Poilin, and obviously, according to the story of this picture, the Imre Emes continued and embraced that meaning, just like the Chiddush Arim, who discusses this meaning in Siman Gimel and Tshuvas Chiddush Arim on Chelek Or Chaim, and he has his own unique approach to Bimi Yashev Minag, obviously Minag Avoisav or Minag Makoimoy. So we dealt shortly with the halacha of Lahazir Gedoyla Manaktanim, starting off with the Shita Satur, on to the Tumas Adeshen, and finally just mentioning briefly the Minig Poilin and the interpretation of the Eshel Avraham. Yom HaShmini Lakum Es HaMishkan, Moshe turns to the people and he says, Zeh HaDovar Asher Tasu V'Yere Eleichem Kvod Hashem. Zeh HaDovar, what did he mean? Teres Koyanim says, Oiso Yetzer Haro Hasiru Milipchem V'tiyu Kulchem B'yiru Achas U'v'eitza Achas Lifnei Hamok. Oiso Yetzer Haro, that Yetzer Haro. Which one? What does that mean? Because in this parasha we aren't dealing with a special Yetzer Haro or a Chet. Some say Rashi brings that the eagle is a kapor on chet eagle, so maybe oisa yetzer hara of chet eagle. But chet eagle isn't really mentioned specifically or explicitly in this parsh. I think that whenever we find in Chazal oisa yetzer hara, it has to be a very well known yetzer hara. The famous yetzer hara that we all know. Yetzer hara behei hayidiyah. Otherwise, they wouldn't use this formulation. Oisoi yetzer hara hasiru milibchem. My feeling would be the yetzer hara of machlokes and sinas chenam. Moshe Rabbeinu the Ruach Kodshoi sees the future. And he sees the tragedy of Churban Bayis Sheni. And we learn in Bavli Yomed Aftes, Yerushalmi Yomed Afei, that Bezman Bayis Sheni they were Amelei Torah. They were Shoyim B'Mitzvahs. So why was the Beis Mikdash destroyed? Because of Sinas Kenam. So Bishmini Lemiluim Ba'Komes HaMishken Moshe, please with the people, Baruch Hashem, we put up the Mishkan. Kodesh Baruch Hu promised that a Shechina would dwell in the Mishkan, but if you want to keep it, if you want Ashkelos Shechina to become a permanent fixture in our homes, in our communities, amongst the Jewish people, Oiso Yeitzer Haro Hasiro Belimchem. V'tiyu kulchem b'yiru achas uve'etzo achas. One awe, one etzah, united under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki yesh echod uve'levach. Just as we were when we stood at the foot of Har Sinai. Ki yesh echod uve'levach. Oiso Yeitzer Hara. That is the terrible Yetzer Hara that is with us in every generation, in every community. Sinasacham and Machlaikis. It is only if we totally eliminate this Yetzer Hara of Machlaikis that we will be Zaycha to Ashroas Ashchina of permanence. Oiso Yetzer Hara Asiro Malibchem V'tiyo Kulchem V'yero Achas V'Eitzer Achas Lefnei Amokoyim V'yero Elechem Kvod Hashem. So this is a topic we visit and revisit and revisit, and we spoke about it many, many times, and I don't want to go over all the Mamar Chazal once again. I just want to finish this shiur by quoting a verse I said many times, because I feel that it's emes. Lo yimotzu HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik brocha li Yisrael elo ha-shalom. What is the concept of a kli machzik brocha? Once upon a time, as we see in very many sources in Shas, when you wanted to buy drinks, you didn't buy bottled drinks. Each person came to the shop with his kalim, with his kad, with his kankan, with his chovis, and the person selling the mashke used to fill up your kli kalim. So if a person comes to the shop and he puts a fortune on the table and he wants to buy yayin ha-mishumar and shemen afar samon, but if you have broken vessels, if you have cracked kalim, what's the point? By the time you're going to get home, you will have empty kalim. Nothing will be left. Because if you have broken vessels, it's a pity. It's a pity and it's a waste to buy expensive wine and expensive oil. It is all lost. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Shefa Eloki. Bona Chaya Mezayna Rochnias and Gashmias. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, Kindalach, don't come with broken kalim. You just gotta bring the kalim. I will give you all the rest, but don't come with broken kalim. What is a kli? Machzik brocha. Sholem. All we need to do. Loimotzu HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik brocha li Yisrael elo ha-sholem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us bona chaya mezayna teira yir shamayim, whatever we need, whatever we request, whatever we dream about. But please come with kalim shleimim, not with broken kalim. Hu she'amru chazal loimotzu HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik brocha li Yisrael elo ha-sholem. Vahu she'amar Moshe Rabbeinu לבני ישראל בקומס המשכן, אוי סוי יצר הרו הסירו מלובכם והיו כולכם בירו אחס ובעצה אחס לפני המקום. Let us hope we could always be Talmid HaChomim Amar Mishon Biyoda Biyorachas Uveitzachas. That is our mission, to bring Jews together. Ohala Shel Toyle. We should be Zaycha. Oysa Yetzer Hara Lahasir Milibeinu. And we should be Zaycha B'Korav Rabbi Yos Mashiach Tzidkenu. Hero, Viomenu, Amen.